I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, it's Cole Swindell. After I give everything I've got to land a perfect vocal, I usually take 5 before jumping into the next track. And I've learned exactly how to recharge in that time. Some folks grab coffee. I hit a quick good luck spin. Next thing you know, the break is just as fun as laying down the track. A better break makes for a better take. Need a break? Let's chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus TNC supply. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
The Burt Show.
Time to get buzzed on the hot goss from Hollywood with Abby. It's the Burt Show's entertainment buzz.
I don't think I can name one actor that's having a better year than Glenn Powell. I mean, think about it. He was in Top Gun Maverick like a year ago. Then he's in Twisters, this remake that did exceptionally well. He was in a rom-com that people are saying is reviving the genre with Sydney Sweeney, Anyone But You. He just allegedly turned down Sexiest Man Alive. So what else could this man do to make 2024 in 2025, amazing for his career? Well, Pat McAfee thinks it's taking over Tom Cruise's position in the Mission Impossible franchise. So on the Pat McAfee show, he saw this tweet that some Hollywood website had reported that Glenn was going to be the top choice to take over Tom Cruise's position in Mission Impossible. Apparently, Tom Cruise wants Glenn in this position.
I don't blame Tom Cruise. It makes total sense. Like, I would want Glenn Powell to take my place. Hold on, now that I'm thinking about it. Do you want somebody that attractive taking your place?
Nope.
Okay, so who are you going to choose?
Somebody.
Steve Buscemi?
Yes, yes. Somebody who would make you have to watch the movie and go, wow, Tom Cruise was really amazing at that. He can't be replaced.
But you don't want the franchise to tank.
Why not?
Okay.
You don't want it to take. To me, I think Tom Cruise is so competitive that if someone is going to take this role over, it needs to be someone that I think has the cojones to do all the stunts that I did.
That's true.
That he's done. I mean, he's done some insane things. He's hung on the side of planes and he's skydived. So Pat McAfee ends up calling Glenn Powell on the show and he's like, this is the rumor we've seen. Is it true?
Tom Cruise reportedly wants Glenn Powell to replace him as the lead for Mission Impossible franchise on future installments, is what Ian Snyder is reporting. We just want to call and say congratulations, brother.
My mom would never let me do that.
No!
Can't get down. Everybody knows that. That's a death trap.
Really?
No! That's a misdirection right there.
Oh, no!
All right, we love you.
Congratulations on everything.
So he just has Glenn Powell's phone number that he can call him up and be like, hey, let's ask him about this directly.
Yeah, just casually. Just calls him up on the show. Hey, how you doing, Glenn?
My mom wouldn't allow me to do that. It's hilarious.
My mom says I can't do it. I'm sorry. But I was looking at all of the stunts that he was referencing when he said that that's a death trap. To sign up for Mission Impossible is literally a death sentence. And I'm like, how crazy could Tom Cruise have gotten in all of these stunts and all the years of doing this franchise? And I found it and I got very scared reading them. So some of the top moments he's had where he's done stunts by himself and not had a stunt double do it for him. The first one I found was that he had broken his ankle jumping between buildings while making Mission Impossible Fallout. It halted production for months, but then 6 weeks later he was doing sprints on set. Literally insane.
Wow.
It's the things that he has done. Like I don't know if it was Mission Impossible was the movie, but he hung on the side of a plane.
That's Mission Impossible Rogue Nation. He clung to the side of a massive Airbus A400 as it took off, went 1,000 feet in the air at the speed of 100 knots. They secured him with a wire attached to the plane.
Nope.
And he also had special contacts to protect his eyes from the debris. He did this 8 times.
What?
Call me crazy, but I'd love them to switch it up a little bit and not go... Like, I like Glenn Powell, and I actually think he's a great actor. I wanted to not like him at first because he's so good looking. But I'd love to see, like... Donald Glover, I think, could rock that role. Or Henry Golding. Or just somebody like Childish Gambino. Like somebody a little different from your normal Tom Cruise action figure type actor.
I feel like they kind of already proved that with Donald Glover in the Mr. and Mrs.
Yeah,
Smith remake.
Yeah.
And I feel like that was such a good move because, like, you don't need another, to your point, we don't need another Tom Cruise. We don't need another Brad Pitt for those roles. Like, we need someone who's going to bring something different to it.
Because they're already, I feel like Tom Cruise and Brad Pitt are still doing those roles.
Yes.
So I'd love to see somebody new come in, or like even an established actor, but just switch it up from the formulaic look a little bit.
I saw somebody posted that I think this is like the 8th Mission Impossible movie. So they're like, so what you're saying is the mission is indeed possible. Because every single one gets taken care of. So maybe it's just time to retire the franchise because the
I
missions
think.
Are no, like the missions aren't impossible. We're 8 deep now.
And it's a wrap.
They're very possible.
Yes.
I don't think they're going to retire the franchise because I don't see Tom Cruise ever retiring. I mean, we've talked about this earlier this week where it's like when you're a GOAT, when you're a Tom Brady, or when you are just the best at your job, you're not retiring. Like, you can think about how, like, Denzel Washington saying he's going to retire, but he's retiring in 30 years. Like, you can say you're done all you want, but when you have it in you, you can't just give it up to some other young actor and watch them do what you were so good at for decades.
Your baby too. It's like yours.
I see him retiring from acting and, like, becoming the director of the Mission Impossible movies.
That makes a lot of sense.
And he still would be doing his own stunts.
He'll find a way to get in there somehow.
Yes, he will.
Let me show you how to do this first and then you can do it.
He's a big Glenn Powell stunt double. Well, speaking of Denzel Washington, there's one thing you're not going to see him doing in the new Gladiator film because he says filmmakers chickened out on a scene and deleted it. I'll explain on your next eBuzz on The Burt Show.
The Burt Show.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.